I understand you've been extremely busy today and been going around to all kinds of various events happening in Ketchikan.
Yes, and I'll tell you, one of the most exciting one was the ceremony on the acknowledgement of the Ketchikan High School students winning the National Academic Decathlon. That was really special for us. Lieutenant Governor Malott and I were both there. We were able to speak to them and meet them. What a turnout! What an honor! What an honor to be able to acknowledge them. I did a proclamation on their behalf, and so I issued that. But it was very, very special. It's the first time in the history of our state that someone's brought home a first place in that. So that's very special.
Mr. Dunleavy was here a while ago, and I interviewed him, and he had some critiques that I think are kind of common among some folks in the population of Alaska. And they're saying that the economy is not doing well under your administration. And what's your response to that?
Well, if I could be blamed for dropping the price of oil to $26, people that don't look further than that, soundbite kind of statements like that are not very particularly productive, whatnot. So the legislature has worked hard as an effort to close the fiscal gap. They stayed with it, and I think that's about ready to happen. So, when you lay off, we have 3,000 fewer employees now in the state of state employment than we had before. When you close 40 facilities, which we did, when you across the state, when you have to reduce or eliminate 100 programs in the state, it's going to have an impact. But you know, when I ran, the budget was about $8 billion, and we had a $1.6 billion deficit, and nobody was talking about it. Nobody in the legislature was acknowledging that the last time we had a balanced budget was in 2012. So it was time to acknowledge the problem. It's only going to get worse. It did get worse. The problem, or we're solving the problem, and that stays. That just it comes with hard work.
So you believe that the problem is being solved?
It is. We believe with the legislation that's before the legislature now, that we believe will be passed, will close a significant portion of the deficit and get it down to a manageable level. And so that will be a good thing.
And there are still calls from some folks to cut more spending. But I have actually been hearing some state officials, some who've come through here, who say that their jobs are getting pretty hard with the current level of spending cuts. And they'd actually like to see, like troopers, for example, I believe, have been asking for additional funding so they can hire more. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, public safety is a high priority for us. And so under the Public Safety Action Plan, part of that is we did submit a request for additional funding to be able to, not just fund troopers, but make sure we're competitive in what we pay folks. I mean, we have folks that come in and after, receiving their training, 3 or 4 years, they seem to head off to someplace in Washington. King County, I believe, is where a lot of them go. So we need to be competitive in that area. And so so we did ask for additional funding. We hope we receive it.
Okay. And also Department of Transportation is another one. I don't know how much of our roads you drove on, but quite a few of them have potholes and people are complaining about that. And the DOT commissioner said, well, it's getting harder to fix potholes because we don't have as much money and as many people.
Right. Right. No, that's true. I mean, there is impact when you start cutting budgets, 20-30%, it's going to have an impact. And that we've seen that. And the one I hear about the most is fish and game, because fisheries management is so critical to Alaska's economy. And so I've heard a lot of folks saying, not only please don't cut, let's put some more back into fish and game budget to make sure that our fisheries are properly managed.
And how do we do that?
Well, I mean, part of the challenge we have is that we have to decide what size government we are going to have, what kind of services, I should say, we are going to provide, and how we're going to pay for that. And so the past 3 years has been paid for out of savings rather than making any sort of fiscal changes, and that's gone through about right close to $14 billion while we sort of wait for a solution. Which we've submitted that, and I think we're going to have that this year.
And what are you hearing from the general public on this and then other topics as well?
Well, I get a mixed, response. There's a lot of concern on the permanent fund dividend.
People are very passionate about it.
They are,
fund.
And I fully understand that and appreciate that. That was the hardest decision that I've made, and the legislature made it as well. They actually voted, the Senate Republicans voted on that before I took any action, and since then they voted once or twice since then on that same as well, both the House and the Senate. So, but I think that the difference is that, you know, the money that wasn't paid out was left in the fund. It wasn't spent. And so the money is still there. It's not like it went someplace. It's still there. And so none of the amount that was reduced left. It was, the purpose of it was to grow the fund into a larger fund so it can spin out, you know, higher dividends and higher, a slice of the earnings going towards helping pay towards the cost of operating, you know, education, DOT, public safety, those kinds of things.
Okay. And do you think people in Alaska are, in general, understand and support that?
You know, I don't know. I don't know that I've had a lot of people that have said, you know, thank you for making the tough decisions. Thanks for stepping over the political, limitations or hesitancy from some that are afraid to make those kinds of decisions. Those are tough decisions. I absolutely really hated that I had to make that decision, but I did. Because, I mean, what I've had to do, those changes could have been made a long time ago as far as how we deal with the, you know, funding of government services. And so it was not a pleasant thing to do. It was something that I gave a lot of thought to. It was bipartisan in the Senate. I followed that. And since then, both the Senate and the House have both now voted in that regard as far as how they have taken a draw on their earnings and reduced the dividend accordingly.